Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others. Bill Reid was instrumental in bringing change to how the Western world viewed Indigenous artists' work through his ceaseless efforts to have Indigenous jewelry and carvings accepted as fine art rather than handicraft. Often described as a bridge between Indigenous and non-Indigenous worlds, Reid has been portrayed as someone who lived between the two while never truly being accepted into either. While much of his success lay in his talent for translating Haida imagery into something visually beautiful, his career was buoyed by his willingness to get to know the right people and cultivate the right connections, something other Indigenous artists of the time either couldn't or wouldn't do. While his most famous works are his large-scale carvings, such as The Spirit of Haida Gwaii and The Raven and the First Men, Reid saw himself primarily as a maker of jewelry.
Bill Reid egitagagit kameskuchiptakumamuniau itehtamun kesekanoapatagik inu utapasnaigo utatuskewin anta kesegasihut kaispaik inu kiskinoatuunsa egwa mukutsigewina ka pagtingatege namoyatepa ese nitausitsigewin mitse tau evitapsumak tastawaik inu egwa namoy inu itehtamuna Reid isekanuapamau awiagnanapuegutua ewigit maga egi esint. Megwat ugaskihun asteo unihtau eitamun uche eitwestamagit haida tapiskausun isekigwe eka tawassisik. Utatuskeu egi apatsitak egi kiskeimat ketuak aisinua egwekweas kawitapsumat. Ewa gukikwe kutakaisinu. Utapas näkevät ekspiin moja eikä skihutsik. Apuun moja evi tuhtaakik. Me kuats muat kiitia tuskevin anheikaa misaake muutsu keuna. Tapskut atsaakuunut se haidakuai. Ekua kaakaakuu. Ekua nstam nappevak. Riid kiikenua pamsuisse. Kiskenua tuunsa usihtikeu.
His life began in Victoria on January 12, 1920. Born William Ronald Reid, he was the first of three children to Sophie and Billy Reid. His mother was Haida from Skidgate. His father was an American of German and Scottish descent. Growing up in Victoria, Reid never acknowledged his native roots, and this continued into his early adult life, including his time at Victoria College and his early career as a radio announcer. Reid's path changed in 1948 when he joined CBC in Toronto and began studying jewelry at the Ryerson Institute of Technology. His studies reignited his interest in incorporating Indigenous designs into his work, and he began acknowledging his Haida lineage for the first time.
Upimatsun Gimatsipain, January 12, 1920, Asinitaugit William Ronald Reid. Vianistamutse Nisto Awasisa. Ute Sophie Egwa Billy Reid. Ugawia wia haida ute Skidgate utawia American ute German Egwa Scottish Wagutun Egiupigit Victoria. Reid Namoya Nagatukio utiniwin Egwa Exa Aste Wipates Ugisu Pigun Asiga Giayat Victoria College Egwa Wipats utatuskewnik Isikitu Tigewin. Upiks questa magio. Reid pituskitutam 1948 evitsiwetanta CBC Toronto egwa emate kiskuramaguset ute kiskin nawatuinsa Ryerson Institute of Technology ukiskuramaksun ute matipain kese agawatak eapatsitat utatuskewin kimate nagatugeu haida uaguhtun egweat.
He began to incorporate West Coast themes into his work. At first, he was simply replicating the work created by his predecessors, but later began to adopt traditional designs, creating work that merged Indigenous and Western art into one. As his skills as a jeweler improved and his interest in Haida design increased, Reid transformed from a radio personality who made jewelry on the side into a world-renowned Haida artist.
Kimati apatita West Coast ituak anta utateskeunik. Nista megi musi naspas nahak atuskewin uti anskats wagumagana. Magam westas ki tapas naham kayas uti isituauna. Eusita tatuskewin ita ewi te waganipaik. inu e go munia tapas ne geuna. Kate ne ratita kiskino apa tu win si tigewin e go ga atetra geita kaira masaniwin. Read geita go kituchigan gasagita e go eusita kiskino a tu winsa.
Ironically, as his artistic success grew, his physical abilities declined. In the early 1970s, Reed was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, which made it increasingly difficult for him to create with his own hands. As he grew less and less able to create with his own hands, he grew more reliant on his assistants to transform his visions into solid form. Bill Reed passed away on March 13, 1998, at the age of 78.
Paskats utapas negewen kati machupaik waskawiwen aspainio. We puts 1970s read egi miskamut Parkinson's axon. Piski aimihik gausitsiget uti utistia. Pisk aiwagnamoya egi usitsiget uti utistia. Kiapatseho uistihagana ka usitsigestamagut kese wapatak. Bill Reed kiinakatasko, March 13, 1988, 78 eta tappuneet.